Today, for the first time on Capitol Hill, the Senate Judiciary Committee considered legislative action on same-sex marriage. Republican leaders hope to force a vote in about 3 weeks on a proposed constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. That's just before the Democratic convention takes place in Boston. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The woman who first proposed amending the Constitution to ban gay marriage portrayed a nation in peril when she appeared before the Senate Judiciary Panel today, Colorado Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave.
A federal marriage amendment is the only way left to preserve the marriage policy that the states clearly want from a judiciary not willing to reserve legislating to those of us in Congress.
The panel's Republican chair, Utah's Orrin Hatch, also sounded an alarm. He said he had misgivings about whether the so-called Defense of Marriage Act, passed by Congress 8 years ago, would stand. 40 states since then have passed similar measures, saying they won't recognize same-sex marriages performed in another state.
I personally believe that it's likely that the enactments of 40 states will be thrown out the window because of the enactment of a decision by four justices, unelected justices, on the Massachusetts Supreme Court.
Hatch said that Massachusetts court decision, which has legalized same-sex marriage in that state, is now forcing other states to deal with same-sex couples who were married there. Massachusetts Republican Governor Mitt Romney, who testified at the hearing, agreed.
The decision of Massachusetts is now infringing on the rights of other states and citizens of other states, plain and simple. And therefore, my view is that a constitutional amendment properly drafted will allow each state to make its own decisions with regards to the rights associated to same-sex couples, but that marriage should be reserved for a man and a woman.
But Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin pointed out that to date, no court has ruled the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional. He noted that the Constitution has only rarely been amended, and then only after a law has been found unconstitutional.
We have a preemptive foreign policy. I don't think we ought to have a preemptive constitution. And that's what you're arguing for here. We ought to put a provision in the Constitution to preempt the possibility that the Defense of Marriage Act will be found unconstitutional and force on some other state the definition of marriage. And that, I think, is entirely premature and totally political.
Former Georgia Republican Congressman Bob Barr, who authored the Defense of Marriage Act, sided with Durbin and other Democrats. He said there's no evidence of a need for a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage.
Presuming at this point, preemptively, as Senator Durbin, to use his word, that the courts will in fact strike down a very narrowly drafted and very carefully construed statute law of this Congress, passed by this Congress and signed by a former president, is untimely, if not unseemly.
Democrats said the political timing of the gay marriage ban smacks of trying to create a wedge issue during a high-stakes election year. Here's Vermont's Patrick Leahy.
This debate is not about preserving the sanctity of marriage. It's about preserving a Republican White House and Senate. Let's be honest.
The proposed constitutional ban on gay marriage under the Republican timetable would bypass normal drafting by the Judiciary Committee. But Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions says he's comfortable with that timing.
Frankly, what's wrong with letting the people be engaged? What's wrong with having politicians go before the electorate this year and announce to them where they stand on this issue? I mean, that's what America's all about. People are held accountable.
Both Republicans and Democrats acknowledge that at this point, the amendment would fall far short of the two-thirds majority needed to pass in the Senate. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.